The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate in the 2022 civic election to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidates are being published to our website in alphabetical order. Kyla Knowles. Age, 46. Years as a Port Moody resident, 9. Occupation, Executive Assistant to the CEO, CFO, EVP and Board of Directors at Norland Limited. Most recent civic, volunteer work? Member of the Port Moody Parks Commission, event volunteer for the Glenair Elementary School PAC, College Park Community Association and East Hill Neighborhood Strata. Website, kylaknowles.ca. Email, kyla@kylaknowles.ca. Facebook, @KylaKnowles4Pomo-Council. LinkedIn, @KylaKnowles. Why am I running for public office? I am passionate about Port Moody and want it to succeed. I am fortunate to be raising my two young daughters here, and I want to ensure that other families, seniors and young folks will have the same opportunity to live here affordably. I would like to refocus Port Moody on good governance, fiscal responsibility, housing affordability, climate change, and neighborhood park initiatives. I want to use my business and budgeting experience to lower taxes via a number of new initiatives, and focus city business on the services that matter, not grandiose projects and programs outside council's purview. What is your number one issue and why? Development is of primary concern to residents, and I get it. The traffic, the noise, the fear of losing our small-town charm. But we need to build homes, including purpose-built rentals, homes for downsizing seniors, homes for kids leaving the nest who want to stay close to home, and homes for people all along the income spectrum. The last 4 years introduced significant challenges to our working relationships with other municipalities and regional organizations. Managing the challenges of development will require robust cooperation with Metro Vancouver to address common goals and problems like traffic, transportation, healthcare, and climate change.